So I'd like to also thank my co-authors who are employees of the New York City Department of Health, and then some of the authors are also employees of the HLN Consulting. So this project has been a collaborative effort between the both groups of people. So I want to start out with giving some descriptive background on the New York City Vaccine for Children program. In New York City, 75% of the children receive the vaccines from VFC, which includes the state-funded vaccine, the S-CHIP vaccine. And in 2010, 3.6 million vaccine doses were distributed by VFC. And New York City VFC has 1,600 childhood providers enrolled in our program. And in New York, as Jan stated, the IIS is called the Citywide Immunization Registry. And since 2005, we've had mandatory reporting of all immunizations administered to children. We have 4.4 million patients in our registry, comprising over 51 million immunization events. So all VFC providers have access to our IIS. And this is because that they need to do the VFC vaccine dose level accountability is using our IIS data. And then the annual VFC re-enrollment is done through our IIS database. So they need to be able to log on to our IIS. Next, I want to go over the presentation objectives. I'm going to demonstrate how the development of our online ordering tool incorporated two CDC initiatives. One is preparing for VTRAX, which I'm sure we're all aware of the oncoming VTRAX program. And the other is economic order quantity, which was a CDC initiative which New York City was a pilot grantee. So we're aware that VTRAX will integrate the entire publicly funded vaccine supply chain. And for our day-to-day working, it was going to replace VACMAN and the VOFA application. So New York City decided to leverage its II acceptance for this VFC ordering. And we did this because this way the providers will have one place to report the immunizations and have one place to order the vaccines. And we wanted to maintain the strong relationship we currently have between the New York City Department of Health and our providers. So we built an online ordering module within our IIS. And then the next step we did was to develop the capacity to import these files, import a file of orders into VACMAN. And when VTRAX come, we'll take the same file and be able to just reconfigure that file and be able to import into VTRAX. So we'll be prepared for VTRAX. And the other initiative is the economic order quantity, or EOQ, sometimes called. So an EOQ is a supply chain best practice that balances shipping and ordering costs with inventory cost. And its aim is to reduce the number of provider orders and also ensure that providers do not run out of vaccines. And it does this by generating an order recommendation for the provider. And the recommendation is comprised of these four parts: the order history, the current inventory that they have on hand, their doses on hand, the size of the refrigerator, and a seasonality component. So we found that many providers placed orders for vaccine that they were running low on and ordered erratically. So a provider today would see that they didn't have any MMR in the refrigerator and they would go and fax in an order to VFC and just order that MMR vaccine and not any other vaccine. And then next week or the week after, they would go and say, oh, we're running out of HPV and we'll order that vaccine. So some providers ordered 30, 40 times a year. So we wanted to reduce the number of orders because it would save on time on placing orders for the provider and also for our VFC staff. It would save on their time. And that was the CDC initiative, the economic order quantity. So now I want to go through the provider order process. And this is a screenshot of our IIS. And when a provider logs in, they have this top row of icons are there. And like here, there's an icon for VFC that says VFC. And then if they click on that icon, then the bottom row of icons comes up, which says VFC vaccine. So once they click on that, then they go into the VFC ordering module. So it's a four-step process. The first step is they have to confirm, enter, or update the following information: their storage capacity, the percentage of that storage capacity that is being used for VFC vaccines, and the current refrigerator and freezer temperatures. The next step is that they need to enter the current inventory, and then they enter how many vaccines they would like to order. And then the final step is they confirm the order, and then an email comes back to them telling them that we received their order and that it's being processed. So now these are more screenshots of our IIS. And the top part of it, this is step one, is that we provided icons, graphic icons, displays of like different refrigerator units. So they just simply need to click on one of these icons. And then the provider only needs to do this on the first time they order. But on every order, they need to enter the refrigerator temperature and the freezer temperatures. And they need to do that according to the VFC guidelines. And here's the second step, is that they enter the number of doses they have on hand. And this is done at an NDC level. We don't display the NDC, but instead we display these other categories: vaccine type, brand, manufacturer, and unit presentation. And these are the items that comprise an NDC, and the providers understand these descriptions. And we generally found that the providers didn't know what NDC vaccine was. So we instead used something that they were familiar with. And the next step is that they receive an order recommendation. And on this column here is recommended that the system produces like how many vaccines that they should order. Now, they can order more or less than what the system recommends. If they order more than what the system recommends, this last column here, the quantity evaluation, becomes kind of an orange color. So, and then here, as you can see, it says order exceeds recommended dose. If it is less than they recommended, it turns to be yellow. And if they reorder exactly the same on the third row, it stays green. One last step. And then the fourth step is that the provider confirms this order, and then the email comes back to them. So the next I would like to go through is the VFC staff's order review process. And this is done in another database, which is called the Provider Profile Database. And this database contains information pertaining to the VFC order history and immunization reporting. All Bureau of Immunization staff have access to this Provider Profile Database, and this is a screenshot of that database. So these are screenshots of the Provider Profile Database. So when a provider sends in an order, they receive an email. And then an email also comes to our VFC staff. And the data inside that order is automatically pulled into our provider profile database. And our staff then compares how much they order to the order recommendation. So if they ordered more than what the tool recommended, the VFC staff thinks that they need to reduce that order, that they shouldn't be shipped that amount, the VFC staff simply needs to click on the change button and then change the order quantity. And then if they're okay with the order that the provider submitted, they simply click on the submit order to the CDC inbound table, and then that the order moves to the next step. The next step is a daily step where the VFC staff goes to this screen, and then on this screen at the end of the day, just before they're going to transmit their order to VACMAN, they come here and they click on the transfer to Excel file. So they click on this button and an Excel file is produced. And with that Excel file, they then take that Excel file and then import it into VACMAN. And this is the VACMAN. Many of you have seen this screen. So like the import data into VACMAN, they simply click on this, upload the file on the VACMAN, and then transmit the file to the CDC. This is the same step will be used when we go to VTRAX. We'll instead submit the file to VTRAX, and then the file will be in the VTRAX system. So next I'd like to go through how we recruited providers into using the online ordering tool. What we decided was to start with the providers who order too often, the high order volume providers. So in late June 2010, we released the online ordering tool, And we required all these high order volume providers to use the online ordering tool. We were not going to accept faxes from them any longer. So we did webinar trainings with them, conducted site visits if they needed further training, and we developed an online user guide for these providers, and we gave them telephone and email provider support, and we continue to do that for providers who are coming into our system. And then what is a high order volume provider? So this is a chart that shows like what a high order, who the high order volume providers are. We divided the providers into different categories. The categories are the rows, so the providers who are large, medium, and small. So the large ones were the providers who receive 6,000 or more doses a year, the medium 800 to 6,000, and the small 200 to 800. And then we decided, working with the CDC EOQ team and the other EOQ pilot grantees, we decided how often that they should order. So the large ones should order 12 times a year, the medium ones 6 times a year, and the small ones 4 times a year. And then we took all our providers and found out like who were the high order ones. So what we found were 6 providers ordered 31 or more times a year who were on the large side. 188 of the medium providers ordered 16 times or more, while they should be ordering 6 times a year, where we'd like them to order 6 times a year, and 123 of the small 11 times or more. So we got 317 in total. So here are some of the results. And this is bar chart shows the uptake of providers using our online ordering tool. The x-axis is time, and the y-axis is the number of providers using the tool. The blue portion of the bar is the target providers, those 317 providers that we're requiring to use the tool. And so you see by the we released the tool in late June. By the end of August, almost all those providers, the 317 providers, had used the tool. Now, when we released the tool, we didn't require the other providers to use the tool, like who were not part of the high order, but they had it available to them. So like a lot of the providers found the icon, started pushing on buttons, and they started using it. You know, it's just point and click. So we weren't really pushing it out to them. So you can see the uptake. So a lot of providers wanted a new system. They didn't want to fax in orders. So they wanted a better system. So we built a better mousetrap. So now currently on this chart is slightly more than 1,000. Now this is about 2 weeks ago. We're almost at 1,100 providers have used our online ordering tool. That's out of a total 1,600 providers. So it's almost over two-thirds of the providers. So this chart here, the scattergram, is just for the medium-sized providers, for the ones that we require to use the tool. So on the x-axis is the number of orders they placed in a year, and the y-axis is the number of doses they received in a year. So you can see all these providers ordered 16 times or more by definition, but some of them ordered over 30 times or more. And you can see the number of doses they received, and this is for the calendar year of 2009. So now, slightly 1 year later, this is the same 188 providers after they used the tool for 7 or 8 months. And you can see that the whole pattern of the ordering has shifted to the left. So this is the before, and this is the after. So we're very pleased with the number of the reduction in orders that they have received. And we've anticipated to move even further to the left after they use the tool for a full year. So, and then showing some more results, but this is for all 317 of those providers that we required to use the tool. So we can see that we have a 67% reduction in orders submitted to VACTION and processed and shipped by McKesson and Federal Express. So we can see before we used the online ordering tool for this year, late June 2009 to middle of March 2010, those providers placed slightly more than 3,800 orders. And then after using the tool, those providers placed slightly more than 1,200 orders. Reduction of about 2,600 orders do not need to be processed, do not need to be shipped to the providers. And in spite of having less orders, they still receive the same amount of doses. We haven't shorted them on any doses. Actually, they've received slightly more doses than they received the year before. So some of the benefits of the project, we're very pleased with this project. So some of the benefits is that for the providers on the provider side is that they They order less frequently. They don't have to fax in orders. They are no longer running out of vaccines all the time. They have the vaccines because we tell them how many vaccines that they need for vaccines that they don't know that they need. So then, and then for us, for the grantee, there's less time for us to process orders. We streamline the data. We know, like, what provider's orders. It's no longer on paper. All the orders, we have it in a database. We can track back who they who ordered what. And we're prepared for VTRAX. We, the same system, the same file that we're not currently importing into VACMAN, we can, we'll slightly modify the file and then be able to import that into VTRAX. And for the CDC side, the benefits for them, they initiated the EOQ process, and they were looking to save cost on shipping. They thought they were spending a lot of money on extra shipping, that certain providers were ordering too much. So now we've lowered the amount of orders that these providers who ordered high order volume providers. So there's saving on them for shipping and packing costs and Federal Express charges. So for our next step, what we're doing is we're going to require all the providers to, by June 2011 to use the tool. We've already notified them. We sent emails to them. And every time they order to our VFC staff and fax in orders, we'll say, like, by June 2011, you're going to be, you know, using the online ordering tool. And then we also need to make this new file for VTRAX, which is a somewhat simple maneuver. So, and finally, I'd like to thank the CDC people on the EOQ team and the Booz Allen consultants and the other EOQ projects. I think I left out Washington, maybe Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. Somebody, I forgot. So, and then also Dr. Vicky Papaduku, who helped very much in this presentation. So, thank you.
You
want to
go ahead and
take
questions?
Yeah. All right. Question? Anybody? That's good. You don't have to go.
Either go to the microphone or project in your best theater voice.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. You said one thing that kind of concerned me is that when I do my online order and I order 30 doses of MMR and I send it to you, and do you really have the right to say, or the power to say, whoa, 30 doses, no, I'm changing it? You can arbitrarily change my order?
I think, like, most, like, seems like most other states say yes. So, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it arbitrarily. You know, it's not an arbitrary. I think it's more like if they order not 30 doses, but if they order 200 doses or some, like, enormous amount of vaccines that they never received before, then those type of orders, but we just don't arbitrarily, we just don't say no. We call them and we say, like, you know, you ordered a lot of these doses.
Okay.
Like, this HPV vaccine is very expensive. Do you want, you know, do you have a, you know, are you going to use all this vaccine? So like, we want to see that they actually have a history of using that vaccine and that they're going to use that vaccine. So it's not, it's mainly, like, in terms of avoiding wastage.
Okay. I thought if I was sending out an order, I'm expecting this, that all of a sudden when my order
comes in, when we change the order, we call them, we tell them, like, it's a different, you know, like, it's, you know, we're going to reduce the order.
Okay.
Yeah, set of dice, yes.
Previously, you had a project that looked at your registry, your reported doses, your usage doses, and then limited your ordering to some extent based on the percentage of doses that had been reported. Does this ordering system link in any way to that?
Well, the staff, the VFC staff have access to that provider profile database. Shows what their reporting is. We give them a score, like we commonly call a DARA score, which is compares the how much they received in the past year to how much they reported in the past year. So we look at that part of the reporting for the vaccine accountability. Now, if they have a score, you know, like a report less than 80-90% of their doses that they receive, then what it triggers is to further outreach for that provider. Like, it comes to our registry staff and to say, like, find out, like, why they're not reporting, like, enough, and try to encourage them to report.
But so didn't it before automatically reduce
the order? But we're at a state now where providers report most, you know, the vast majority of the providers are reporting much better than they reported before.
It's just used differently.
So it's used differently, right. So it's more, and then for the providers who refuse to report, we have, you know, it's a separate issue. Yeah, I have to put the microphone. Unless you can project.
You can take it.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of the new fields with the VTRAC specifications is provider intention, where the provider can tell if they intend to give the doses to adults or pediatric patients. Have you incorporated that?
Yeah,
or
so like it's behind the scene for but we had to incorporate that because, like, when we create that file, even currently, like now, when we create a file for VACMAN, we need to, like, VACMAN doesn't have ordering intention. But it's kind of like unspoken they have ordering intention because it's on the contract side, it's on the contract number. So like when the if the same NDC will have two different contracts, like if it's on the adult contract or the pediatric contract. So like basically if it's on the pediatric contract, it's the intention is pediatric and the other is that. So we kind of built that in. Like on the back of it. So like, and we have the orders currently. We default them all to the pediatric contract because they're all, vast majority of the are pediatric. But and currently the only people using the online tool are the pediatric people who are on the pediatric contract. But on our side. We can like flip that, like in the provider profile, you can change the contract and just click a button and then just change like the ordering intention. That's how it's already built in to flip that. And then when you flip that, it changes the contract number that will be sent to VACMAN. And then like in the future, we're just going to use ordering intention. VTRAX, I don't think doesn't need contract numbers because they know the ordering intention.
Right. So
that's kind of, we built in, like, so that's one thing we're happy is that we kind of waited for those specs to come out, and then we built it against those specs.
Okay, so your VFC staff will do that when they process the order.
Thank you. And then we could segregate, like, if an order comes in from an adult provider that is only getting things from them, we'll be able to segregate that order will be defaulted to, you know, all their orders, the intention when they order will be to order off the adult contract. So we could, the staff won't need to flip it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we have time for about one more question, and we need to let our next speaker speak. But afterwards, the panelists will be up here. If we have some time before we finish, we'll go ahead and continue with questions for Mike.
When you import vaccine orders to VACMAN, do you import inventory too?
No, we do not import inventory, no.
What about when VTRAX come on board?
When VTRAX wants the inventory, we'll import. We have all the inventory, so we will be able to import it into VTRAX, yes.
Thank you.